Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and this week we are learning two Mishnayos from the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos. And as we've mentioned in the past, the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos is actually a chapter of Brisa, known as Kinyan Torah, which was appended to Pirkei Avos because of the custom to study that Masechta on the six Shabbases that fall between Pesach and Shavuos. So they needed a sixth chapter, and this was appropriate material. So colloquially, Avos 6.5 and 6.6 are the Brises / Mishnayos that we're going to be studying this week. So Mishnah 5 says, Al tavakesh gedula la'atzmacha. Don't seek greatness for yourself. V'al tachmod kavod, and don't covet honor. Yoter milimudcha asei. You should do more than you study. V'al tisave l'sholchanam shel malachim. And you shouldn't long for the table of kings, because your table is greater than their table, and your crown is greater than their crown. And your employer is trustworthy that he's going to pay you the rewards for the work that you've done. So for this Mishnah, let's take a look in Rashi. Al tavakesh gedula, don't seek greatness. Lirdof acha hasrara, you shouldn't run after authority. V'al tachmod kavod, and don't covet honor. Lizkabe b'taroscha, shemitoch kach atanira kemisha osa shelo lishma. This means that you shouldn't desire to be honored for the Torah that you've studied, because if you're this kind of person, then you will appear like someone who isn't doing it for its own sake. You're doing it because you want to be honored. You shouldn't long for the table of kings, because your table is greater than theirs. This refers to the reward that you're going to receive for your study of Torah. Another text, you should do more than you learn. More than you have studied, you should perform good deeds and fulfill the mitzvos. Kidam Rinan, as we have said, and it quotes a Mishnah from earlier in the Avos, in the third chapter. Kol shemasav merubin mechachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. Anyone whose actions are more plentiful than his knowledge, than his wisdom, such a person's wisdom will endure. Moving on to Mishnah 6, Mishnah Vav. Now, this is a very long Mishnah, so get comfortable. Gedola Torah yoter min ha-kahuna u min ha-malchus. Torah is greater than the kahuna, than the priesthood, and then the malchus, than the kingship. Sha-malchus niknis b'shloshim malos, because the kingship is acquired in 30 degrees. Va-kahuna b'esrim v'arba, and the priesthood is acquired in 24. V'hatorah niknis b'arba'im u'shmona devarim. But Torah is acquired through 48 things. Ve'elu hein, and these are they. And here's why it's going to get long, because it's going to list 48 separate items. B'talmud, through Torah study. B'shmias ha'ozen, by paying careful attention. B'aricha sifasayim, through proper speech. B'vinas ha'lev, with an understanding heart. B'sichlus ha'lev, with an intelligent heart. B'ema, b'yira, Ba'anava b'simcha, with awe, with fear, with humility, with joy. B'tahara b'shimush chachamim, with purity, with attending to the sages. B'dikduk chaverim u'b'pilpo hatamidim, by having a critical exchange with your peers and by sharpening your students. B'yishuv, with a clear mind, with settled thoughts. B'mikra b'mishnah, with the written Torah, with the oral Torah. B'miyat schora, by minimizing your business. B'miyut derech eretz, by minimizing marital relations. B'miyat tanug, by minimizing pleasure. B'miyat shena, by minimizing sleep. B'miyat sicha, by minimizing conversation. B'miyat schok, by minimizing levity. B'erech apayim, b'lev tov. B'emunas chachamim, by being long-suffering, by having a good heart, by having faith in the sages. U'b'kabalas ha'yisurin, and by accepting suffering. Hamakiris machomo, one who recognizes his place. V'hasameach b'chelko, and one who rejoices in his portion. V'ha'asa siyag l'dvarav, and one who makes a fence around his words, protective barrier, so that things shouldn't be taken the wrong way. V'eino machazik tova la'atzmo, and someone who doesn't take credit for himself. Ahuv, ohevis hamakom, ohevis habrios, ohevis ha'tzedakos, ohevis ha'misharim, someone who is loved, and who loves Hashem, and who loves God's creations, meaning other people, and who loves righteous things, and who loves the upright. Oives atachachos, someone who likes being chastised because he wants to correct his bad behavior and do better. Misrachik min hakavod, someone who distances himself from honor. Vlo meges libu b'talmudo, and his heart doesn't swell with pride because of his learning. Ve'eno sameach b'hara, and he doesn't take joy in rendering decisions. Nosei ba'al im chavera, when he shares a burden with his colleague. Machriel akav schus, and he judges favorably. Mamido al ha'emes, he stands for truth. Mamido al ha'shalom, and he stands for peace. Misyashev libo b'talmudo, he composes himself in his studies. Sho'al umeishiv, he asks and he answers. Shomea umosiv, he listens and he contributes. Halomed abmanas lalamed, v'halomed abmanas lasos. He learns in order to teach, and he learns in order to perform, in order to do these things. Hamachakim es rabo, he makes his teacher smarter, wiser. V'hamakavein es shmuaso, and he's exacting in what he has heard from his teachers. V'omer davar b'shem omro, and he repeats something in the name of the one who originally said it. Ha'olamadto, because as you have learned, shekol ha'omer davar b'shem omro mevi ge'ula l'olam. We've learned that anyone who repeats something in the name of its originator brings redemption to the world. Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk in the second chapter of Esther, v'tomer Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai, that Esther told the matter to the king in Mordechai's name. And as we know, this later led to the king realizing that he had not rewarded Mordechai, and that was the moment when things turned around on Haman. So to comment on this Mishnah, or this Braisa, let's look in Lechem Shemayim, which is a parish by Rabbi Yaakov Emden. We're not going to do the whole parish because it's a long enough Mishnah, and we're not going to go down all 48 of these items. Let's just look at the beginning, where it says, Shehamalchus niknis b'shloshim malus. It says that the kingship is acquired through 30 levels. Ramad niknis afal pi sheyerushahi b'din Torah. So it says that it's acquired even though the kingship is hereditary by Torah law. Kamashakasuv Laman Yarich Yamim al Mamlachto Hu Ubanov Bekeriv Yisrael. And it quotes a pasuk from the 17th chapter of Sefer Devarim, where it says, in order that his days of kingship will be extended, he and his children among Israel. So since it's a hereditary position, why do we need to say that it's acquired through these 30 different things? Lefisha im hayu banim rabim lamelech, because if a king has many sons, ein yorish gedulaso ela echad mehem, only one of them can inherit his greatness. V'hainu oso shemamale makom avosav b'yiras chet ubachachma, and this is the one who can take his father's place in terms of fear of sin and in wisdom. Kedisa b'hanose, as is mentioned in the chapter whose title is Hanose, which I believe is a chapter in Kesubas. V'hakahuna b'chaf dalid, and the priesthood is acquired in 24 things. Now, it actually doesn't say acquired when it comes to the kahuna. It just says that the kahuna has 24 things. So what are these 24 things? Eser b'mikdash, 10 of them were in the temple. Chatas, the sin offering, v'chatas of, and the bird sin offering. Asham, the guilt offering, v'asham toloi, and the conditional guilt offering. Zivchei shalmei tzibur, and the public peace offerings, Lug Shemin Shel Metzorah, and the Metzorah's vessel of oil, Shtei Halechem, and the two breads that were brought on Shavuos, Lechem Aponim, and the showbread that was put on the Shulchan every week, Shearei Menachos, and the pieces of the flour offerings, Minchas HaOmer, and the flour offering of the Omer. So all these things went to the Kohanim. Arba Yushalayim, and they also had four things in Jerusalem. Habachorah v'habikurim, the firstborn animals and the first fruits. Umorah min hatoda, and that which was raised or waved from the Thanksgiving offering. Umeil nazir, and from the goat that was brought by a nazir. V'oros kudshim, and the skins of the offerings. the Eser Begvulim, and they had 10 things in the cities. Truma, Betrumas Meiser, and the truma that was taken from tithes from the Levium, Chala, the portion of the dough, Reishis HaGez, the first shearing, Matanos, and the gifts, Pidyon HaBen, the money from redeeming a firstborn child, Pinyon Petach HaMor, and the money from redeeming a donkey, Sadeh Ahuza, and a hereditary field, Vasadeh Haramim, and a dedicated field, and Gezel HaGer, and something that was stolen from a convert who died, and there's no relative to whom to return it. Bekahuna lo amar niknis, but when it comes to the priesthood, it doesn't say acquired, ki kol b'nei Aaron shavin ba, because all the descendants of Aaron are equal in these things. V'afal pi she'ein nosne trumos u'maisos el kohen chaver. And this is the case, even though we only give trumos and maisos to learned, to from kohanim, to those who are familiar with the laws. V'atara niknis b'mem ches devarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 things, which, again, we're not going to go through them all again. Gam b'Torah amar niknis aval pi shegam hi eno posekes achashlosha doros. Torah is also said to be acquired, even though it, too, doesn't cease after three generations. Asi kinyan olam ladoros, because after that, it's in eternal possession for all generations. Bechazeres el achsanya shala, it goes back to its inn. In other words, it goes back to where it was before. It's a Talmudic slang. Achen kodem lachen eino betuach shiyu banav tamidei chachamim. So before three generations, it's not clear to someone that his children will in fact be scholars. She'eino yerusha, because it's not hereditary. V'chein amru chachmenu zichronam levracha, and this is what Chazal said. Mimneima. Ein Matsuyan B'nei Tamina Chachamim Tamina Chachamim. Why do we find that there are scholars who have children who are not themselves scholars? V'yafach HaShlosha Doros Enoba B'Toras Yerusha Elami Toras Kinyan. Because even after three generations, Torah is not necessarily hereditary, rather it's something a person has to acquire. All right, that's our two Mishnayos from Perek Vav. Join us next week. We only have 3 weeks to go in the weekly study of Avos. So we're going to be doing next week one Mishnah from Perek Aleph and one Mishnah from Perek Beis.